Now, WUNC presents the All-American superhero in the never-ending fight for justice. It's the Jade City Pharaoh!
Cooks, man, they really don't want it with the Pharaoh. When he wrecked his shop in the green paper barrel. See, son, it's bad down to the bone marrow. Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh.
Last time you remember, our hero was gravely wounded by his arch-nemesis, the Beef Cooka. In today's episode, Harold's closest friends, Supreme Intellect, or Preem, and Police Detective Martina McCoy wait anxiously at Harold's bedside as our hero pays an out-of-body visit to his long-deceased mentor.
This is T. Sarugi, 99.9 Jade City Radio, the new voice in hip-hop and R&B. The forecast for today, hotter than fish grease. We want to send out get-well wishes to super spectacular Harold Jones, who's lying in a coma. Hundreds are gathered outside Jade City Memorial with flowers and get-well wishes. Mr. Jones, we need you in these streets, brother. Crooks are acting like it's Christmas out here. Brother Jones, please, wake up!
So what's it look like, Doctor?
He's lost a lot of blood, and right now he's in a coma, Detective.
How long will he be in the coma?
I don't know, Mr. Intellect. It's very hard to say. Look, I need to check some lab results. When I have more, I'll let you know.
Can we see him?
Sure, but only for a few moments. Understood?
Thank you, Doctor. Oh, Jones, what did they do to you?
Damn, he looks bad. You gotta hang in there, my dude, and know that I'ma cuss your ass out when you wake up. Now, why'd you go in there by yourself? You know it had to be a trap. Why, dog?
Uncle Roscoe, is that you?
Who else you think it is?
Are you alive?
If I was alive, would I be walking around in all this white silk?
But you're eating collard greens with chopsticks.
Afterlife collards are the best. Plus, you don't get gas when you eat them.
Well, am I dead?
Close. You should be. That's why I came to talk to you. You need to wake your trifling behind up and get back to fighting crime. You making me look bad up here. Superman done died and come back 4-5 times, and you laying up here like you can't even make it back from a coma. You better open up your doggone eyes and get back to it.
Miss you too, Uncle Roscoe.
What if he doesn't wake up?
Don't say that.
I don't know what I'd do without him. I mean, I wouldn't have to pay him back the $25 I owe him. But still, he's my best friend.
Jones is not gonna die, Preem. Because if Jones dies, the Beef Cooka wins.
And that ain't ever gonna happen.
Jones!
Once again, it's on.
Wasn't ever off, Preem.
What do you call being in a coma then, Jones?
I was just resting my eyes, Marty. But it might not be a bad idea to let everyone think I'm in a coma. Or better yet, dead. That way, the Beef Cooka will get sloppy. Then we'll take down the whole operation, piece by piece.
Roger that, Jones. Roger damn that.
Cooks, man, they really don't want it with the Pharaoh. When he wrecked his shop in the green paper barrel. See, son, it's bad down to the bone marrow. Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh.
WUNC's Jade City Pharaoh stars Mike Wiley and was written by Howard Kraft, with original music by Stephen Levitin, the Apple Juice Kid. Next week, Harold Jones, risen from the dead, gives the Beef Cooka the surprise of his life.
I'm Frank Stachel.
Inviting you to join us again for the Jade City Pharaoh.